this month is National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month, and this is also National Family Caregivers Month. The Alzheimer's Association Eastern North Carolina chapter now amplifying the voices of people who are living with dementia. It's a very busy time for them. And joining us now is the program director for the Eastern North Carolina Alzheimer's Association. It is Ben Yeager. Ben, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me, Jeff. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. So caregiving is just something that people can do. It's one of the most selfless acts that they have.
Right.
And what does this month do to honor them?
Yeah. So, this is a great month to really honor caregivers and the tremendous role that they play in dementia care and support. They really are the backbone of, essentially that dementia care in our community. This is such a challenging, complex disease. It's one of the most intensive and difficult and emotionally taxing forms of caregiving, and one of the most time intensive as well. I will also say we know that based off of our kind of latest 2025, fact and figures studies, we know that currently over 381,000 North Carolinians are currently in that caregiver role for a loved one living with Alzheimer's or another form of dementia as well.
So there are going to be a series of programs coming up here in the Triangle over the next few days and across into Fayetteville as well. There's also something called the Empowered Caregiver that's going to take place tomorrow in Spring Lake, and then another one in Durham on Wednesday called Responding to Dementia-Related Behaviors. What will that feature?
Yeah, so we do. We offer a lot of educational opportunities, both online as well as in person. And you are absolutely correct. You have a program scheduled in Durham on November 5th, which is specifically about how to respond to dementia-related behaviors. We know that this disease can really change the way that somebody communicates and may lead to them, behaving in unpredictable or challenging ways. And this program can help educate caregivers with some non-medical approaches toward responding to these behaviors and potentially helping calm somebody down.
How difficult can the holidays be for caregivers?
Very challenging. It's sad because, everybody thinks of the holiday season as a time for joy and connection and happiness with family. But for, people who are caregivers, a lot of times this involves, increased stress, frustration, and emotional strain. A lot of times they have to, explain to other family members and loved ones how the individual living with this disease may have changed over time. So it's a really, really challenging time. And, there's even safety concerns around a lot of holiday celebrations. We actually do offer a program that specifically talks caregivers through the challenges of the holiday season. And in the Triangle area, we are offering a live webinar on November 7th, and then we're doing an in-person one in Durham on November 14th and in Raleigh on November 20th.
And so that'll be going on here, as you mentioned. And what does that webinar offer people?
Yeah, so it offers kind of some tips for, how to plan activities, for somebody with dementia, how to involve them in holiday celebrations, because, it's actually better, when possible and when safe to involve the person who has dementia in celebrations. We know that social connection is actually good, even for people who have already contracted the disease. It can also help kind of talk through some of those really hard conversations with other family members who may be visiting the home, how to kind of train them to respond, how to, train them to recognize some of these differences in behavior and communication and kind of prepare people for what they might encounter.
Now, how many caregivers find that, and you mentioned that it's a very challenging thing, especially during the holidays, how many of them report physical stress and how many of them have to go through financial hardship to do what they do?
A lot. I believe over 60% of caregivers, specifically caregivers who are caring for somebody with Alzheimer's or dementia, report, heightened stress, certainly. So it is a very taxing form of caregiving. Although there's another statistic that I always like to, kind of add on to that, which is that over 90% also say it's a very rewarding experience as well. It's such a challenging and emotionally taxing experience, but it can also be a really selfless way to, you know, see somebody through a devastating and unfortunately terminal disease.
And often a lot of their time is that they provide in care is not paid for. Is that true?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. When we say a caregiver, we're talking about somebody who's unpaid and, you know, most likely untrained, you know, somebody who, you know, they got this diagnosis for their loved one, and it's kind of like their whole life changed. So the thing I hear a lot when I'm talking to people is it felt like they kind of got, you know, smacked in the face by this diagnosis almost.
Yeah. And I've known some people who've had to deal with that too. And it can be very taxing indeed. So you've got webinars, you've got programs coming up here throughout the month of November here via Zoom conference. And how can people wind up looking into that and watching it for themselves?
Yeah, so in addition to our kind of live programs in the community, we also have a lot of resources available online or, you know, in another virtual format. So some two I definitely want to highlight are we actually launched a new app this year called My ALZ Journey. It's a free app that people can download, and it actually is personalized based on whether you yourself you know, have a diagnosis of dementia or whether you are a caregiver for somebody. And it kind of tailors information, support resources, educational videos, kind of based on which one you select. Another, you know, our most powerful and probably well-known resource is the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 helpline, which is available every day of the year at any time of day, even if it's 2 in the morning. And it's staffed by master's level clinicians. So, you know, even if it's, like I said, even if it's 2 in the morning and you're a caregiver and you're, you know, going through a really hard episode, you can call that number and somebody will pick up the phone. You know, we don't have robots staffing the helpline. And that number is 1-800-272-3900.
So you can contact that number and learn more and try to help people. And the caregivers that are around are some of the very best people that you'll ever meet, I promise you, because I've come into contact with several firsthand. Ben, we thank you so much for your time. Ben Yeager from the Alzheimer's Association of Eastern North Carolina. Thank you so much for your time here today, and look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me.